Welcome to episode 239 of the New Life Spring Family Audio Bible. My name is Steve Webb and I'm your host. Thank you for being here today. Today in Proverbs 12 and 13, Solomon offers more words of wisdom. And like yesterday, my comments touch on something that might just be considered controversial. Let's begin. Proverbs chapter 12. Those who love discipline love knowledge, and those who hate correction are stupid. The Lord favors good people, but he condemns schemers. No one is established by wicked acts, but the roots of the righteous can't be disturbed. A strong woman is a crown to her husband, but a disgraceful woman is like rot in his bones. The plans of the righteous are just, but the guidance of the wicked is deceptive. The words of the wicked are a death trap, but the speech of those who do right rescues them. The wicked are destroyed and are no more, but the family of the righteous will endure. A person is praised for his insight, but a warped mind leads to contempt. Better to be held in low regard and have a servant than to be conceited and lack food. The righteous care about their livestock's needs, but even the compassion of the wicked is cruel. Those who work their land will have plenty to eat, but those who engage in empty pursuits have no sense. Desiring evil is a trap for the wicked, but the root of the righteous endures. The wicked are trapped by the transgressions of their lips, but the righteous escape from distress. From the fruit of their speech, people are well satisfied. Their work results in reward. Fools see their own way as right, but the wise listen to advice. Fools reveal their anger right away, but the shrewd hide their contempt. Those who state the truth speak justly, but a false witness deceives. Some chatter on like a stabbing sword, but a wise tongue heals. Truthful lips endure forever, but a lying tongue lasts only for a moment. Deceit is in the heart of those who plan evil, but there is joy for those who advise peace. No harm happens to the righteous, but the wicked receive their fill of trouble. The Lord detests false lips. He favors those who do what is true. The shrewd conceal their knowledge, but the heart of fools proclaims their stupidity. A hard worker is in charge, while a lazy one will be sentenced to hard labor. Anxiety leads to depression, but a good word encourages. The righteous offer guidance to their neighbors, but the path of the wicked makes them wander. The lazy don't roast their prey, but hard workers receive precious riches. The way of the righteous leads to life, but the detestable path leads to death. Proverbs chapter 13. A wise son listens to the discipline of his father, but a mocker doesn't listen to correction. People eat well from the fruit of their words, but the treacherous have an appetite only for violence. People who watch their mouths guard their lives, but those who open their lips are ruined. The lazy have strong desires but receive nothing. The appetite of the diligent is satisfied. The righteous hate false words, but the wicked create disgust and scorn. Righteousness guards the innocent on the path, but wickedness misleads sinners. Some pretend to be rich but have nothing, while others pretend to be poor but have great riches. Wealth can ransom a person's life, but the poor don't even receive threats. The light of the righteous rejoices, but the lamp of the wicked goes out. The empty-headed cause conflict out of pride. Those who take advice are wise. Riches gotten quickly will dwindle, but those who acquire them gradually become wealthy. Hope delayed makes the heart sick. Longing fulfilled is a tree of life. Trouble will come on those who despise a word, but those who respect the commandment will be rewarded. The teaching of the wise is a fountain of life, turning a person away from death traps. Good insight brings favor, but the way of the faithless is their ruin. The prudent all act intelligently, but fools display their stupidity. Wicked messengers fall into trouble, but a reliable one brings healing. Poverty and shame come to those who don't care about instruction. Honor belongs to those who heed correction. A desire fulfilled is pleasant, but fools find deviating from evil disgusting. Walk with wise people and become wise. Befriend fools and get in trouble. Trouble pursues sinners, but good things reward the righteous. Good people leave their grandchildren an inheritance, but the wealth of sinners is stored up for the righteous. A poor person's land might produce much food, but it is unjustly swept away. Those who withhold the rod hate their children, but the one who loves them applies discipline. The righteous eat their fill, but the wicked have empty stomachs. May God bless the reading of His Word. One recurring theme I picked up in today's reading was that of industriousness. There is much value in hard work and applying oneself to supporting him or herself and his or her family. Sitting around wishing and hoping for wealth or even life's necessity usually reaps little reward and often leads to ruin. Yes, Jesus said that if the Father cares for the sparrows, He certainly cares more for us, and that if we seek Him first, the necessities of life will be provided to us. But God gave most of us the ability to earn our own way, one way or another. And those who are unable to do so because of real and extreme circumstances, God expects families and churches to step in to help. The idea that the government should provide for able-bodied people is not a biblical principle. This is something that has been a recent invention in human history, and one that rarely helps the individual or society. A person who can work should work. What do you think? Write to me and let me know at steve@lifespringmedia.com or post your comments on the show notes page at bible.lifespringmedia.com. Look for episode 239. I'd love to share your thoughts on the show. Dialogue is a good thing. steve@lifespringmedia.com. I'll see you tomorrow. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.